Hi there everyone. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about the Young Person Campaigning Network that I'm a steering group member of in the roles of co-chair and communications subgroup member and the work that we have done so far in our first campaign. The campaigning network is called Envision, which is an acronym that stands for English Network of Visually Impaired Spokespeople for the Improvement of Obstacles Nationwide. I came up with that, which is why I remember it. We work in conjunction with the RNIB and are supported by the campaigns team. The campaigning network itself is made up of visually impaired young people from all over England in the 18 to 30 age bracket, wanting to make a positive change for fellow VI people in a variety of different areas. Envision officially launched last October after a trip to London, which included a parliamentary visit, as well as a visit to the RNIB headquarters in Judge Street for a campaigning workshop. Visiting Parliament was a fantastic opportunity, and the group had the chance to have a tactile tour, listen to the PMQs live in the public gallery, meet with our MPs to discuss more localised issues, and undertake parliamentary training with the Outreach Programme, to learn more about the history of the Houses of Parliament, how it works and its relevance. We also talked with political researchers and correspondents and even had the chance to meet with Gary O'Donoghue, BBC4's chief political correspondent. The following day was the campaigning workshop at the RNIB headquarters, where we really got the network off the ground. We voted on our network's name and first campaigning area, which is retail and leisure. I also had the opportunity to give an interview to Insight Radio, the RNIB's official radio station, about the network and the work that we'd been doing so far during the workshop. A month or two later, Envision then had a series of regional teleconferences to discuss next steps in the area that we chose to campaign for. From these discussions, we decided to campaign for accessible menus in coffee shops. We began this by mystery shopping in the four main coffee chains in England: Starbucks, Costa Coffee, Cafe Nero and Pret A Manger. We did this to identify the service that they provide, whether accessible menus are already available, and whether staff knew how to correctly support a VI customer. At the start of this year, it was decided to have a steering group for Envision, as there are quite a number of members already. At the time of recording, I believe we have close to 60 in our membership, so having a small group of core members, of which there are 8 of us, will help to coordinate and drive forward the campaigning work that we do. We have 3 co-chairs, a secretary, a communications subgroup and a campaigns planning subgroup. We meet up a few times a year in London, have teleconferences every 6 weeks, and earlier this year launched our microsite, Facebook, Twitter and email address. I link to all of our contact details in the description box. Envision had the opportunity to give a speech during the RNIB Campaigners Convention earlier this summer to present our network to well-established campaigners based all over the UK. We really continued to build up our evidence base for the campaign by developing our survey and opening up to the wider network before now promoting to VI people of all ages through our various channels, so whether that's Facebook, Twitter, and societies in our local areas. We have a really solid foundation now, and this has helped us to develop our charter to present the industry of our key asks. I developed the first draft of the charter, and within the past month, the steering group held a teleconference to go through each key point and amend it together as a group. We now have a finalised project to present, and the group will consider how to present this, so whether we are looking at head offices or individuals, and also what we can do on a local level, so for example coffee mornings, to engage with staff members and fellow VI people. Envision celebrated its first birthday this October, and we have achieved so much in the past year. We continue to recruit new members, promote our work through social media, and strengthen our first campaign, which will draw to a close in the next few months of the new year. I'm proud of everything that we have achieved so far, and I look forward to another busy year with Envision and keeping you all up to date.